Hi, this is Pawari. It is the 20th of November, 20th day of Napopomo, and it's a Saturday, and this is my audio boo. Great to hear Andy back again. Welcome back. Glad to hear you're doing okay. I found it interesting you're saying about starting your Christmas shopping and how ordering online is so much easier. And that's exactly what I've been doing. We're not sure when we're going to move yet, but it's looking that it could at least possibly be around Christmas time, either just before, just after, or possibly early January. All depends. But I've been making heavy progress on getting Christmas organised, or at least the present side of things, because I don't want to be trying to do it all last minute and sorting out packing and all the other rubbish. So I've been doing a lot of online ordering, but I've had really, really bad luck this year. People who follow my Twitter might have noticed my tales of woe, but the first thing that went wrong was a parcel via the Royal Mail earlier this week, and it was a fragile item from John Lewis, who had really badly packed it. It was in the original box that I thought at first that it hadn't had any sort of bubble wrap type stuff, but actually on the inspection later, though it was hard to see because it was quite a big package, they'd put a very thin layer of, you know, that sort of cushion stuff, but quite wide bits of air cushioned. But as soon as the glass had fragmented it, it pierced it anyway. And they just put this box inside a polythene bag and posted it. The postman was incredibly apologetic when he handed it over. It was clear to me as soon as I took the parcel that it was broken, because it was just the sound of lots of glass fragments. And yes, I couldn't open the bag very well, because I opened the bag and there was a film of fine glass dust inside. I didn't want to go to rummage lots. I did manage to open the box slightly to peek in, and it was just loads and loads of tiny glass fragments and one or two large bits still remaining. So not terribly successful. I have to say that John Lewis were fairly good. When I phoned them up, they didn't require me to send it back. I pointed out to them that I thought it'd be dangerous to try and send it back because there were so many tiny glass fragments. And I was reluctant to rummage further into it because I didn't want to get cut. They sent me out. They've refunded me without question, but they couldn't guarantee that they wouldn't send a replacement out in exactly the same way. So, yeah, I've had to go for a refund and not a replacement, which is disappointing. And the second big packaging disaster has been this morning. I finally managed to find something to buy Acrobat for Christmas. Ordered it via Amazon. Packaged it perfectly well, but came via CityLink, and I have no idea what CityLink could have done, but the entire top corner of the box was obliterated. It is just not there anymore, and of course this has damaged the item inside, so that's having to go back. But I just couldn't believe what an utter mess they'd made with this box. I have no idea what they could have done. So yeah, again, Amazon have been pretty good. I've emailed them and said that, look, I can't use the original packaging to send it back because most of the original packaging doesn't exist anymore, and they're sending out a replacement. They're not going to use the replacement packaging to send back, but it's just so frustrating. You think ordering online would be an easy way of doing it, getting it out of the way nice and early so that you can Just wrap it up and then be organised before the chaos of moving, and it just seems to be all terribly complicated. But oh well, at least I've got plenty of time to sort this stuff out. Right, I'm coming up to the end of my 5 minutes, so I will speak to you again soon. Ta-ta!